In a world where the symptoms of dementia are... in a world where aliens live among us and are always the ones who say it's too hot or too cold. The fucking whinging wankers.
Dickheads.
In a world where the satanic nursery rhymes have brought joy, cheer and smiles to countless children, immigrants and the clergy for a very, very long time.
Yay!
These humble octogenarians will add a sponsor's flammable liquid to the fire that is the recklessness, petty infighting and sexual occurrences that happen in the Catholic Church. On this week's extravagant and exciting episode of the Siamese Herring Experiment. Hi, Brian.
Brian, how are you this very fine Thursday evening thing? I'm a jiggy me.
Fully clothed, Brian, for change. I thought we'd do this podcast in the nude, seeing that it's pre-recorded for the first time ever. And we'll get to that later, why we're pre-recording it.
Yeah. You know, it's a handy thing we're doing that because I've been inundated, Brian, totally inundated with hot cross buns this week. Ooh. It's just ludicrous. The Christmas decorations are still up down at the Woolies and the Coles businesses,
yes.
But now they've brought out the hot cross buns, and they're everywhere. Yes. I went to buy some bananas the other day. I love my bananas. I love to eat them. I love to roll in them. I love to touch them in a really kind of strange manner with bits of my anatomy. But I couldn't find a single thing. Couldn't find any fruit or veg or even my beloved Weet-Bix, Brian. I couldn't find anything on the shelves except hot cross fucking buns.
You're joking.
Now, I know that Easter might just be around the corner, but this has put a cat amongst the rats, Brian.
Yes, Brian, it's terrible. I mean, when I've been to Bungle Jungle lately, I noticed that there's a lot of stuff there that's just madness. There's rows and rows of things. There's nothing there. You know, what the hell?
I know what you mean, Brian. You go down the supermarket, you want to buy a platypus for dinner, and guess what?
You can't buy it. I mean, this is mad, Brian, mad. They want us to go online, I believe. I think they don't want us in the stores anymore, Brian. I think it's racist.
It is. The robots are getting a bit racist, and they don't like humans, maybe, Brian. I think the machinery is trying to take over. Put us in our place, Brian. Just stay at home and hit a couple of buttons on your old computer, and someone in the cloud will take all your data and find all your logarithms, and they'll find out how much toilet paper you're using, and then everything will be modified to fit you personally and then be taken away from you, so you're just a dribbling mess on the carpet, Brian, and no one will find you for about 100 years until you're dead and they want to knock your fucking house down and put up a set of flats for some more fucking robots, Brian.
Oh, that's it, Brian. Yeah.
They are very, Brian.
We think that we could learn a few things from robots, particularly when it comes to the nastiness of them. You know, when you're paying for it through your taxes and through buying
goods and services,
it's a bit of a predicament we're putting ourselves in, Brian. I believe that the robots should mainly be prostitute robots and maybe the clean the house robots, you know, like the take the cat for a walk robots.
Yes.
We need more of those sort of robots, Brian, not the ones that artificially tell us what to do.
Bizarre,
but true, Brian.
Yeah, it is. And we've been trying to fix this mess up for a while before it becomes a maelstrom. But it hasn't gotten any traction yet, Brian. Yes. I think the powers that be high up, you know, way up above the up there.
They are.
Right up there. I think they are stopping things getting down to the people on the ground.
Yes.
Much like the Neanderthals, they were locked out by the simian monkey race back in 27 BC. The Neanderthals were up and coming, very class-oriented, but the simian boys just stopped inviting them to meetings, and eventually they were spurned and cast aside, Brian, and disappeared by the way of the dinosaur, Brian.
Yep.
But anyway, there's more important goats to herd, Brian.
Yep. We got a email that came through from the Vatican. Easter's coming up, and apparently Pope
Pope Frank
plan is games again, being drunk all the time and fiddling around with the altar boys downstairs in the gymnasium.
Yep.
We found him the other day, middle of the day, lying headfirst into a pile of cocaine. This has disturbed a couple of the archbishops and one of the cardinals there, and they've asked us to come over and get things sorted out for the pontiff. And we gladly said yes, but we did charge extra because we're going to miss out doing the brinings on the normal Thursday evening. So the email came from Archbishop von Epstein. He outlined the problem we've got in the Vatican. He said a report to Cardinal Vicious Iscariot when we arrive at the Vatican, through the back entrance, of course. And the beauty of all this is in the Vatican jet. We're not going to take yours. They're picking us up from the Lawton Showgrounds. And the absolute chaos on the way over is just going to be well worth it. Now, the brief that we've been given, Brian, is that by Easter, which is basically the end of March, I believe, we've got to get him sorted out, the Pope, that is, that he can get on that balcony for these mass talk thingamajiggy to the idiots below, because they're expecting 150,000 turning up to listen to this dickhead. And we've said, we can do that. So
we told him that we've got to bring Barry and Bevan over to do all the hard work.
While we're boozing, they agreed to it. They said as long as the brines are here on the premises, we'll be happy. And we said, you better, because we don't come out of the other side of the universe for nothing.
Yeah, not these days.
And what we intend on doing is we're going to build a artificial intelligence style of thing, a table chair arrangement that you can sit down on the balcony.
Yeah,
that'll give him the confidence to do what he's got to do. Along with the fact that trying to keep him awake. That's where Barry and Bevan will come in, you know, like sitting under him, maybe poking a few knitting needles into him, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's all a bit hush at the moment. We won't say too much.
No.
But we'll get back next episode because we will be live next week, Brian.
Oh, yes, indeed, Brian. It's going to be a bit tricky this time around.
Yes.
Usually things go fairly smoothly over there in the old Vatican City. We've got our guest room sorted out. We've got our passes for the various levels and all the shenanigans that go on there. But ever since old Cardinal Georgie Pell dropped off the tweet, things haven't quite been the same over there.
No.
People will fondly remember George Pell as a, a bit of a dodgy character.
Yes.
The Vatican and the whole Roman Catholic Church is a really good place for vagabonds and people of ill repute to hide out.
Mm.
They're really good at hiding one another.
Yes.
Just kiddie fiddling and adultery and murder. These are just some venal sins that can be cast aside with a wave of the Pope's blessing, and then you can get back to business once your soul's been cleansed of all these sins. There's been dodgy people around the Catholic Church forever, Brian, and Georgie Pell was always the go-to man for anyone that was a bit dodgy. You wanted to, you know, you have a special job done on someone, you could go to Georgie Pell, and he'd get the right people on board. But now he's gone. Things haven't really been the same. Cardinal Iscariot, he's taken over the revenue raising, which is basically debt collecting, protection racket style things.
Yes.
And he's a very different person to the old Georgie Pell. But we're forming a relationship with him. It's very difficult to understand where the bribery stops and the fiddling takes off.
Mm.
But we're getting there, Brian.
We are.
We're reasserting our presence in the Vatican. And we told the Pope to watch his combination of cocaine, heroin and Viagra. He gets it all mixed up in a big bucket, delivered straight to his nose. But since there's been some dodgy stuff with the books, they've had to go some new sources. So he's a bit out of sorts, and he's, pretty much like a fish out of water at the moment. Brian is flopping around, doesn't know what he's doing.
No.
And anyway, we're going to sort him out, Brian.
We will, Brian. I think the whole thing comes down to... as you said about not having Georgie Powell there anymore has complicated the things a little bit. Cardinal Sodomus, he's been helping us a little bit in the background with the technical issues when it comes to the Pope, because it's always technical with the Pope. You know, you can't be with him with an analog type of thing anymore. It's got to be in the digital, and the technical part of it is where the Sodomus, he's fantastic at it, Brian.
He
just pinpoints all the excruciating and lively bits, and I think we can get through to him. And I think just taking away some of his toys, like his penis enlargement tool, I'm just a bit worried about him actually falling asleep on the balcony and drooling over the crowds. So hang on every bloody turn of phrase that Frankie says, and
once that drool starts coming out,
they'll all start like a river of spittum.
Yes,
and I think we might see a flood at the Vatican, Brian. I'm a bit concerned about that, but we'll be pretty high up, Brian.
Yeah. Well, I think that the papal decree that people wear galoshes this year was probably a pretty good edict and a bit of a sign that there could be some drooling and some, foaming in the pants.
Yeah.
That usually happens with the Pope. There's a lot of people get very frantic. People start seeing things. Bugs in the ground turn to the Virgin Mother Mary. Fly buzzing around your head could be a vision of Jesus. Urinating yourself could be like the wounds and the what do you call that when your wounds and your hands start pissing out blood?
Festering, Brian.
Stigmata, Brian. That's what I was trying to get at. The stigmata.
Yes.
There'll be a lot of that sort of stuff. There's been much mystery made of the church over the years. And it's just to keep people guessing.
Yes.
And I think Pope Frank, chock-a-block full of the old opium and Viagra, is going to be, he'll be talking in tongues in the upstairs and the downstairs department, Brian.
Oh, yeah, I agree, Brian. I can see that being just an absolute hit with the crowd. He stands up and, like, the schlong is at full mast. I believe the kiddies and most of the Italian men be just absolute frothing at the gills, and probably there'll be just spontaneous sharing of appreciation and sexual antics. This is what Frank would really want to do. He's on about these and getting together and keeping the family values and some of the sexual antics going in a environment. Now I think the problem is because of the spittle and the flooding, people may have to do a lot of things. Rolling around in that mess would be a bit in it. Unless it's a hot day, of course, what a cool off. I'd be saying, look, don't do that unless you're wearing like a full body armor thingamajiggy thing that, in the olden days. But not if it's, like that. Anyway, that was it. Looking to the future, as we've said, this is what we believe. We will come back next week to the listeners about how it all pat, because this is a job for us. We used to handle these things easily in our young, more vibrant time. But being 89-year-olds now, we've really got to focus. And we tend not to be able to focus too much after we've been in the bar for 14 hours. This is I think it might be a bit of a new for us, Brian. I really do, and I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, it is a challenge. It's a great challenge, Brian, keeping up with the many, many changes that are happening in the world today. The Vatican, like all people and organisations, has to move with the times. Rather than moving ahead,
yes,
with technology and stuff, the Vatican has decided that it needs more might and mystery in it. They need to cloud people's minds a lot more so yes. that they can focus inward on the mystery of life and give a lot more money to the church.
Yes.
This is one of the things that the church has always been good at in the past, is relieving people of their money. And they want to get back to the grassroots, yes, where it's keeping people in the dark,
yes,
and scaring them shitless and making people pay for their salvation. Getting back to these grassroots elements is where it's all about.
Mm. And
they've tried various things to keep the priesthood's genitalia in its pants. Well, this has led to a lot of bad publicity, Brian. It hasn't been good for the church at all.
No.
So they're bringing in lots more. Let's say subversive tactics.
Oh, yes.
to win over the young kiddies to the church these days. And thankfully, Brian Epstein has not totally disappeared. Brian,
no.
Some of his legacy pervades the church still these yes. days of renewal. And plunging back into the dark ages.
Oh, yes, Brian. I mean, this has got to happen. I mean, we've been talking about this for years to many popes. Yeah. There was Pontius and Dorianimus and that other kiddie who committed suicide. That was kept under the cloak of darkness. But, I mean, we helped him with that. But the thing is, Brian, is that the dark ages were a time of joy, goodwill, and they yes. made a lot of money. This is where the world came about, looking at new ways of business, embargoes, sexual orientation for chickens, yes. and all this sort of stuff that people
yeah.
take for granted now. But people are going soft, right, Brian. People are soft. And we need to go yeah. back to Dungeons and Dragons, getting people in shackles. Yes. And leaving people behind, yeah. Making the church the most important thing yeah. in the world, which I think is yes. what we need now. We've got so many despots in the world and so many evil, dangerous politicians, particularly in the United States. This is a new world order, Brian. I can see it happening. We don't need a world war. We just need new religions, and many of them, Brian.
Oh, lots and lots of them, Brian. The more the merrier. I think everyone should have their own religion. Make one up and start writing out yes. everything as tax deductible. I think this is definitely going to be the way. And I think one of the things that has brought down civilization is when we when we got rid of the blackboard and the chalk. This was a downturn in civilization, Brian. It was the ringing the bell on the end yes. of normalcy mm. and simplicity, Brian. We got yeah. rid of blackboards for whiteboards. People don't know what chalk is these days. I was out the other day and I scared a number of school children yes. with a couple of pieces of chalk. I brought them out and started drawing on the concrete, and they thought that this was a gateway to hell, it would open up and destroy them. But no, that was the van door opening and closing
yes.
and disappearing into the distance. But this is where it's all gone wrong now, Brian.
It has, Brian. Yes, Brian. I think that's it. And black masses, blackboards,
yeah.
Black people, they've all got to come back as being the normal thing.
Yeah.
The mass extinction thing we've been talking about and discussing in the world sort of wants to go towards is silly.
Yeah.
But I think, as we talked about, religion is the right direction to go in, and I'm all for it. And if we can fix up this Pope and get him sorted out, I'll be very happy, Brian.
Me too, Brian. It's about time we had him running on all cylinders, Brian. Yes. He's been just bumbling along for a while, but, that's the church in general, Brian. Needs a good hit of Viagra and a bit of vitamin B12, Brian.
It is, Brian. Anyway, Brian, it's been lovely talking to you again. I've enjoyed every moment of it. I'm slightly aroused now, so I'm going to want to sit here a bit longer.
Yeah.
But I'll talk to you on the plane on the way over to the Vatican on Wednesday evening. And
we'll do, Brian.
Well, yeah,
for sure.
It's Tuesday today, and as we said, they're pre-recorded. Who would have thought you could pre-record a podcast?
I didn't know Barry had it in him.
Anyway, I'm impressed.
Although I have seen him drooling all over the thing with the buttons, the console, the recording business. So I got my doubts about how things are going to go. But anyway, Barry's never let us down before, has he, Brian?
Let's hope it comes out.
There's always something coming out of him, Brian.
All right, Brian.
Good on you, Brian.
Erden Durden. And au revoir, and see you shortly.
Erden Durden, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Name the man.